So if you get a question on the benefits of an audit committee, these are the sorts of things that you want to be talking about. Now, remember, you've always got to put it in terms of the scenario as well. So the scenario may change these basic headings, but pretty much these are the things that always come up when we're talking about benefits of an audit committee. So, number one, that they can assist with financial reporting. Now, obviously, that's going to help when there's not much financial expertise elsewhere. Okay, so they can assist with financial reporting. They can enhance internal control systems. Number two. Number three, what it will do in terms of reliance on the external auditors, you won't have so much reliance on them. Number four, the appointment of the external auditors. The audit committee can help appoint them based on their expertise. Number five, they can give you best practice in terms of corporate governance requirements. Number six, they can give independent advice to the board because they should be made up of non-executives. And number seven, they can give you advice on risk management. Okay, obviously helping to reduce the risk exposure of the company. So seven things that I would mention. And remember, you know, try and link it in with the exam. Number one, help with financial reporting. Number two, enhance the internal control systems. Number three, help reduce the reliance on external auditors. Number four, help appoint the external auditors. Number five, give you best practice in terms of corporate governance requirements. Number six, give you independent advice to the board. And number seven, give you advice on risk management.